USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Stocks took a dive to close out a month of losses on Wall Street. Concerns about rising inflation before the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision Wednesday triggered a widespread sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 570 points to 37,815 at the closing bell. The S&P 500 fell 80 points, and the NASDAQ plummeted 325 points. Once again, Donald Trump's attorney is requesting the judge in the hush money criminal trial to recuse himself. Judge Juan Merchan found Trump in contempt of court on Tuesday for violating his gag order by discussing witnesses in the case, fining him $9,000. Attorney Alina Haba argues that it's clear the judge is biased and a change is necessary. She added that she believes it's unfair that Trump can't discuss the case while others can. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University have spiraled out of control. Tuesday, he said the demonstrations have surpassed protected free speech.
We desperately need, the country needs, clear moral authority. We need the President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
He and other top Republicans have demanded the university's president resign over the escalating situation. During the announcement of a sales tax holiday renewal, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis addressed a reporter's question about the Biden campaign's focus on Florida, saying it's now back in play.
I understand they would try to figure out anything they could to try to change the dynamic or to try to change the focus.
DeSantis said that President Biden and Vice President Harris want to emphasize abortion in the state because their administration has failed on other issues. The Biden administration intends to reclassify marijuana, relaxing restrictions across the country. An interim rule is set to reclassify the drug to a less strict category, joining the likes of Tylenol and steroids. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Immigration remains the top concern in the U.S., marking the third consecutive month it's ranked number one. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. Other concerns listed by respondents included the economy, inflation, and government. New York Republican Elise Stefanik is accusing Special Counsel Jack Smith of election interference in former President Trump's federal case. She sent a letter urging investigation, claiming Smith abuses federal resources to influence the election.
Democrats' corrupt and desperate witch hunts against President Trump must come to an end. This is lawfare and blatant election interference, and the American people know it.
Stefanik told reporters Smith aims to stop the American people from electing Donald Trump. House Democrats have announced their opposition to any attempt to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Democratic leadership stated that their conference will move to table a motion by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position if it is brought up for a vote. Greene has threatened to oust Johnson over a series of deals he made with President Biden, including federal spending, government surveillance, and aid to Ukraine. Although she introduced the resolution over a month ago, it remains unclear if or when she will bring it to a vote on the House floor. Walmart is closing all 51 of its healthcare centers and discontinuing virtual healthcare services. This strategic shift by the largest U.S. retailer could create a gap in healthcare access, especially for low-income patients. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.